If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Our fathers did not hand us a theme park. They handed us a republic. And a republic is not something that you visit. It is, in fact, something that you keep. So what I want to talk about today, I have a question for you. Are you a good American? Are you a good American? It's not, do you feel patriotic? It's not, do you have strong opinions? It's not, do you make it to the voting booth every couple of years? It's a question of, are you the kind of person a free country requires to survive? Because that's the real test. It's not what you say. It's not even what you believe. It is what you are. So what is meant by the term a good citizen? So before America ever existed, the question of citizenship had already been answered many times. In Rome, good citizen was expected to serve, expected to obey the law, to protect the republic, to put duty above private personal comfort. And Rome didn't survive because people felt strongly about it. It survived because people showed up. In Sparta, it went even further than that. Good citizen was a disciplined person. They were hardened. They were prepared to sacrifice everything for the state, and many of them did. Comfort, thing that we hold so dear and clutch and just we love it. For them, it was irrelevant. Weakness, that was unacceptable. Now, both Rome and Sparta certainly had flaws, but they understood something that I fear we may have forgotten. That citizenship isn't just a label. It is an identity. It is a responsibility. It is something that demands something of you. Then came us, the United States of America, and something very, very different happened. The founders didn't just create a new company or a new country or a new organization or a new entity. What they did is they created a new kind of citizen. They didn't want to be a subject. We didn't want a king or a queen. I didn't want to be ruled. We didn't want to be under the thumb of somebody else. We wanted to be, and they wanted citizens and Americans to be somebody who governs. And that's the idea. It is the idea in the experiment of self-government. So that means the system only works if the self-governing citizens self-govern themselves. That's the deal. You get freedom, but you have to have the ability, the capability, the desire, the will to actually handle it. And when we broke away from England, it wasn't just about taxes. Certainly that was part of it, but it was principle that rights didn't come from the government, that the rights that we have and enjoy are not given to us by some government. That governments exist to protect rights and the power that comes from us, that comes from the people. And when government fails that responsibility, we, the people, have the right to change it. And that's really high bar. It's not easy. It's not really comfortable. It's really in a burden in a lot of ways. And here's probably the most important part that maybe we don't want to talk about, is that freedom requires discipline. And a successful, thriving, sustainable republic, well, that requires virtue. And it's impossible to have a free country filled with people who don't have those things, that don't possess self-control, that aren't capable of self-management. Because you can't have liberty if you don't have any restraint. People won't govern themselves. If they won't govern themselves, well, then somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else will. And that's always been the pattern of history. When there's chaos in the streets, the strong man or strong woman's going to step in. They're going to step in. They're going to take control. They're going to take power away from the people, because the people had proven themselves incapable, unwilling, whatever, of managing it themselves. So our founders knew that. And that's why they talked a lot about character. They talked a lot about responsibility and restraint. They feared people grouping up into different factions. They feared division. They feared what happens when people care more about winning than preserving the whole. And when you realize that, and you look around, well, some of their biggest fears are 100% coming true. That fear, it's not a theoretical thing. It's prophetic. Because what happened? Well, we've made our way into. We have been carried along by the currents of modern living. We've drifted along. And what we've become are consumers of America, as opposed to stewards of America. So now the biggest question is, well, what do I get? I deserve that. I'm owed this. Instead of asking, what can I give? What can I build? What needs to be protected? And it's just this constant stream of arguing and bickering and very little introspection, very little research or studying. It's just constant reaction with very little reflection. We confuse freedom with doing whatever we feel like. And that is not freedom. That is indulgence. And indulgence does not sustain the Republic.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Because what does indulgence do? Does it make you stronger? Does it make you more disciplined? Does it help you develop grit and tenacity? Well, of course it doesn't. It makes weak people. Indulgence produces weakness. And weakness invites, in fact, demands control. If you don't have self-control, well, somebody's got to control you. You need to be controlled. So it's either coming from within or it's coming from outside. So what does it mean? What does it really actually mean to be a good American today? And this is an example of simple but not easy. It's simple. Got to know what the country stands for. Really understand what it stands for. Not headlines or clips, not outrage about what you read on the internet. You have to understand it. You have to govern yourself. You have to be able to manage your own time, your own behavior, your own emotions and mindset. You have to take responsibility for your life. You have to participate in the process locally, not just nationally. You have to be useful wherever it is that you are. We have to tell the truth. We have to keep our word. We have to raise capable human beings. We need to be building. We need to be contributing more than we consume. Because that's the standard. Not perfection, but responsibility. A republic doesn't die all at once. It dies slowly. It reminds me of the really funny and famous Hemingway quote about how he went bankrupt. He said, gradually at first, and then all at once. That's how the country goes too. It doesn't just all of a sudden have some kind of a big bang where the whole thing sort of collapses on itself, because that would suggest that one event led to it. But no, it dies slowly. And it dies slowly when citizens become mere spectators. When responsibility, it's not, it becomes an optional thing. Not an essential, not a necessary, not a personally owned kind of a thing. And it happens when freedom becomes entitlement. It's a human right. Well, no, it's not, because it historically never has been. It's not a human right. It's not an entitlement. It's something that must be fought for, and it must be fought for every day. So our founding fathers didn't hand us a theme park. They handed us a republic. And a republic is not something you visit. It's something that you keep. Again, the question is not, is America good enough for you? The question is, are you good enough for the burden of being free? That really strikes me. Is America good enough for you? Is America good enough for me? Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, people are so ungrateful. So ungrateful. I'm going to leave America. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. It's, stolen land, colonizers, blah, 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 blah. America's not good enough for you if you believe that to be true. You are of the mind that you are questioning the value of the United States of America, when in fact you should be questioning whether or not you are good enough for the burden of being free. We were handed a republic, and the question at that time was if you're able to keep it, if you can keep it. And by every metric, we are falling short of that standard. We are falling short of the burden. We are currently not doing the things that it takes to have a republic. We are not exercising self-governance. We are not being virtuous people. We are just consuming America as opposed to being good stewards of America. And being a good steward of America, it again demands that you understand that reality right there. That you're not entitled to this, and this is not always a guarantee, this is not a guaranteed thing. And it's incumbent upon you and me and everyone else as individuals to do the things that must be done. This is an example of how you do one thing is how you do everything else. And if we were to commit to making ourselves as strong as we possibly can be, making sure that our loved ones are taken care of, and then expanding it out from there, making sure that your streets and your neighborhoods are clean, your parks are clean, making sure that you are minding the store and paying attention to who it is being elected or running for office in your town, in your city, in your state, and then you can look nationally. And then once we've got all that figured out, that's maybe when we can look outside of the borders of the United States. But what are we doing? All we're doing is being focused on places outside of where we are. That's obviously not all we're doing, but that's a big part of what we're doing. You need to put yourself first, and putting yourself first means essentially that you're putting America first as well. Because you're working to become the strongest version of yourself, you're becoming productive, you're becoming of value, and that's what we need. You need to be somebody capable of self-governance. You need to be somebody who appreciates and values the brilliance of the American system that exists really nowhere else ever. And if we can get back to that, then I think that we've got a shot. But if we keep slipping and moving in the direction that we're currently going in, I don't think that we have a shot. So that's my case. Hopefully it's decent. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully something's resonated with you. And hopefully you are somebody who is willing to and able to do your part by doing your best.